final parak of Chelek Aleph deals with the kinui of the midah of Malchus. The footnote points out that we have two midas, a midah of Yesod and a midah of Malchus. And among the Chachmei HaKabbalah, there's somewhat of an interchange between Yesod and Malchus that we can discuss at a different point. One of them is called Kol, one of them is called Shalom. So for our purposes, we're dealing with over here the midah of Malchus, which is the midah of Shabbos Malchusa, also is considered to be the midah of Shalom. What's the connection between Malchus and between Shalom? So here, taking the concept of Malchus as being the midah hakolelet, it gives an identity to a higher identity to all the subjects of the kingdom. They all relate to the king. So it brings about an achdus, it brings about a certain common denominator between everyone. They can all have a common purpose in life, they all have a common identity. The common identity is that which brings about a level of achdus, that machlokes is brought about when you have yechidim, when we have a tziruf, when we have that which brings people together, that brings about shalom. Symbolically, he points out that this means that it's not just a question that Malchus is the seventh midah. We talk about Shabbos as Yom HaShvi. Malchus is always going to be the concluding midah. It's that which pulls everything together. It's that which pulls together the top of the table and the legs of the table into a table. It gives an identity to everything. And so we pointed out last time that in all of the contexts in which you have lists of midos, Malchus always comes at the end. And Baruch Sha'amar, we end up in the Mrichacha Malkeinu. In Yishtavach, we end up Kedusha U'Malchus. In Nishmas, we end up Yachdishu V'Yamrichu. And Hu Hadin, in terms of Shalom, that whenever we have a list, Shalom is always at the end. Shmona Esrei, the final Baracha is that of Shalom. Even the Tachnunim, at the end of Shmona Esrei, we end up Osa Shalom Bimrama. Birkas HaKohanim ends up with Shalom. When you have a list like in Yalev V'Yavo, Chein Chesel Arachim Ochayim U'L'Shalom. In Parashas Bechukosai, where you have the list of all of the brachos, the final bracha is an Asati Shalom Ba'aretz. And Rashi points out it's not arbitrary, but simply people will say all the other brachos are meaningless without Shalom. Hare Ma'achal, Hare Mishta, Main Shalom, Main Krum. There was an Asati Shalom Ba'aretz. The Shalom is the bracha HaKolelas. So here we have the common denominator between Malchus and Shalom. And that would explain why the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, because of Sinas Chinam. What is Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam means I don't hate someone because of what he did to me. I hate him because he exists. I hate him because he's him. Because I'm me and he's him. And so why in the world should he have that which I don't have? Namely that the moment that we are totally separate individuals, that's the background of Sinas Chinam. To override Sinas Chinam, so I think I mentioned to you last time, the Yerushalmi has a mashal of how can one understand the concept of rosikom velositor, that you have the mashal of a person who's holding a piece of meat in his left hand and a knife in his right hand, and he cuts his finger on his left hand. When it enters someone's mind that the left hand should now grab the knife out of the right hand and give a cut in a similar way? No, that's rosikom velositor. Namely, that if we're dealing with two different people, if this is Reuven and this is Shimon, then you have a concept of nekama. But if this is Reuven and this is Reuven, if it's a left hand and a right hand, then there's no nekama. What Malchus does is it creates that achdus, that we no longer have Reuven and Shimon. We have subjects of the Melech, that there's that which brings people together. Not just subjects of the Melech, but in terms of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everyone is defined as a Yehudi. We pointed out Yehudi comes from the Lashon of Yudke Vavke, that everyone relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of Kulam, so that means everything that belongs to everyone belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Sinas Chinam. What's Sinas Chinam? I'm me and you're you. Why should you have that and I don't have it? But if you're not me and you're not you, we're both Yehudim, that which you have is for the Melech, and that which I have is for the Melech, that overrides the concept of Sinas Chinam. Everything is L'tzarech Ma'ala, Ana Avda Dekut Shebrichu. So when one has Sinas Chinam, that's a bitul of Malchus. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the center. That's Korban HaBayis. That's Siluk HaShchina. If I put myself into the center, that's where Sinas Chinam stems from. So the whole concept of the bracha as being shalom, that brings about a gilui shchina. The sinas shchina brings about a siluk shchina, brings about a level of korban. The question is, who is in the middle? There's a very beautiful vorter of Yaakov Kamenetsky in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, where he asks, why do we find that the Bnei Yisrael were only allowed to have their degalim and to be situated three shvatim on each side, each of them with a degel, only when we get to Sefer Bamidbar? So of course, if this is a masoris from Yaakov Avinu, when they carried Yaakov to his kvura from Mitzrayim, they carried him three. They already had their degolim. So when they left Mitzrayim, al tzivo sam, why didn't they go out with their degolim in that formation? Why did it wait until Sefer Bamidbar? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held that a degel would give an individual his identity that would cause kina and sina, unless there's some centrifugal force that holds everything together. Once the Mishkan was built, then that centrifugal force existed. Then people can view themselves as a varim of a larger body. Before the Mikdash, then no. The Mikdash had to be in the center. That's the Mikdash, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, it's in the center. That's the Merkaz. Then everything is batel to the Merkaz. Then the Degel, the Hefech, it distinguishes between a right hand and a left hand, but there's no kina and sinna. It's part of one body, but everyone has his own function within that body. Every shevet has its own ofi within a larger body. That's the concept over here of the midah of malchus, the hashkanas hashchina, the midah of malchus, brings everyone together. In this respect, we understand why Chazal tell us, ein kli machzik bracha ela hashalom. Each individual can be a klivel to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but every individual is limited. I can only accept X amount. But if I'm not accepting as myself, I'm accepting as I'm a Yehudi, and he's a Yehudi, and he's a Yehudi, then the klivel includes everyone. Then it's an infinite klivel. It stems from the Malchus. It stems from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It stems from the midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei, from the midah of Rachamim. Then we have that the largest kli kibel is Shalom. That's an infinite kli kibel of the goodness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu can give to the tzibur that which he can't give to a yachid. Is this simply a question of theoretically, namely, Yirtzeh Hashem, at some point in history, finally we'll get together, finally, well, the Jews will stop arguing and bickering and sinas chinam v'chule. So we have a historical precedent. That's this week's parsha. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Matan Torah, we reached this level. That was the malchus, the gilui shchina of Matan Torah, that everyone was brought together. The hakdama to Matan Torah was Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban points out that the difference between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos, and Sefer Bereishis is a Sefer of individuals, Sefer Shmos is a Sefer of the Am. But the Am was recreated. How was the Am recreated? Yachad Kulam Hodu, Vimlichu V'Yamaru. That there was an Achdus at Mamad, at Kriyas Yamsuf, there was an Achdus. At Mamad Har Sinai, there was an Achdus. Once there's an Achdus, you have an Am. You have an Am, then you can have a Matan Torah. Here we have a point where the Rav Pinkus diverges from Rav Hutner. In other words, Rav Pinkus wants to say, what does it mean? Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. It means that the ish echad is created by the leiv echad. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, he doesn't quote it over here, but Hashem, that's what he's referring to. Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says, libo, the leiv of the melech, is leiv kol kahal Yisrael. That's the Rambam. In Teragimel, Hilchos Malachim, halacha vav. So the lev of the melech is the lev of kulam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the melech. So the lev echad is the lev of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's ki ish echad. That we pointed out that everyone is Yehudi. Everyone is part of this unity of Klal Yisrael. That the whole is larger than the parts. That which combines the Jews is larger than that which separates them. That's when Kodesh Baruch Hu is libam shel Yisrael. That when Shechina beinehem, Kodesh Baruch Hu then becomes the lev of kulam. Why I say this is Rav Hutner? Rav Hutner says no. In other words, that we have l'chor estira within Mamari Chazal. That in last week's parash, Parashat Peshalach, it says that Mitzrayim rodef acharehem. And so, Lashon Yachid. And so Rashi says, what does it mean Mitzrayim rodef acharehem? V'leiv echad ki ish echad. By Mamad Har Sinai, it says ki ish echad v'leiv echad. So Rav Hutner, it's in the very beginning of his Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos. He wants to distinguish that many times you find that people are united by a common cause. In Vietnam, the Americans were thrown out of Vietnam because the Vietnamese had a common cause. So they fought guerrilla warfare against a superpower, and they won because they had a common cause. They were Lev Echad. That Lev Echad brought a unity of Ki'ish Echad. That's something which Rav Huttner says is found throughout human history. That people get together in a cause, and then they feel that anachdus. The uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is Pum Fakert. That the Lev Echad stems from Ish Echad. That because intrinsically we're Ish Echad, that Klal Yisrael is an organic unit, that brings about the Lev Echad. It's not a Lev Echad, something externally that unites us, but there's really, and simply temporarily we're Ish Echad. No, intrinsically we're Ish Echad, and that brings the Lev Echad. That's not what Rav Huttner says. It's very, very beautiful. What Rav Pinchas is saying over here is no. That the Lev Echad is that which brings about the Ish Echad. For Lev Echad, you have to have a Melech. You have to have Malchus. What about the Mitzrim? So temporarily, Paro was the Melech, and they were all mevatel themselves to Paro. So Nachinami, he wasn't disturbed the fact that the Mitzrim may have been on the dark of Klal Yisrael. So they were the Sitra Achra. So everything is Zuku Lumasu. But the Iker over here is that the Lev is that which serves as the Ma'achi, pulls everything together. Like in the Beis HaMikdash, we say every one of the Kehil in the Beis HaMikdash is Keneged, one of the Evarim of a person. That which is in the Kodesh Kodashim is the Aron. The Aron is Keneged the Lev. That's the Mechaye. That's what gives the Chiyus to everything else. The Lev gives Chiyus. If you're taken to court that you killed someone by chopping off his arm, and your defense is, I didn't kill him, I killed his arm. So they say, you dum-dum. As long as it's true, when he's dead, that's an arm. When he's alive, that's him. Because the lev is ma'ache, the entire person. You know, you can't distinguish between the evarim as long as you have a lev. Moving over to Shabbos. Okay, so this is the concept then of Malchus. We pointed out that on Shabbos we have the midah of Malchus. We have the hashra'as hashchina. So, before moving over to that which is obvious, Rav Pinchas starts with something that unless you learn either Shulchan Aruch or Daf Yomi, you're not going to know. And that is that the Gemara deals with what is the nusach of Nichum Aveilam on Shabbos and what is the nusach of Bikur Cholam on Shabbos. So the nusach of Bikur Cholam on Shabbos, the Tanakama holds that Shabbos himi lizok urefua krova lovo. That's the nusach of the Tanakama. The Gemara he quotes over here is Daf Yud Beizim and Beizin Shabbos. Gemara continues, Rav Shevna, just as an aside, Tosa says, Lo Yitachin, there should be a Rav named Shevna. Shevna was a Rasha in the time of Chizkiyahu. He went over to the side of Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Notam wasn't bothered by it. He says, I mean, because one person whose name was Shevna was a Rasha, if you have a person named Avram who's a Rasha, you can't call your kid Avram. So, okay, in any case, Shevna Ish Yerushalayim said that the nusach is Shabbos hei milizok urekfua krova lavo v'rachamav merubim v'shivtu b'shalom. That's what you should say when you leave a cholah. Shulchan Aruch v'shivtu b'shalom as a verb. V'shivtu b'shalom. To the cholah. He's speaking to the cholah b'lashon rabim. That's what Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Shivtu b'shalom, nuchu b'shabbatchem b'shalom. That there's a unique bracha given to the cholah that Shabbos is a day that will bring him shalom. Shabbos is a day that will bring at least a respite to his suffering. When we look into Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Zayin, so the Mechaber Paskins that. Reish Pei Zayin, v'lo yomar lo on Shabbos, k'derech shamar lo b'chol, b'ikor cholim, elo yomar lo Shabbos himi l'gzok, refuah krova lovo, racham av merubim, v'shivtu b'shalom. That's what Mechaber says we should say. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'yesh omrim de'ein tzarech lomar racham av merubim v'chulay, v'chein nohagu. In other words, that our minhag is not like Rav Shevna, but rather like the Tanakama. The marker for that is the Rambam. The Rambam passing like the Tanakama. But the Mechaber, Paskins kind of read like the Riff and the Rush, that the Paskin like Rav Shevna. He's the last of the Amoraim to bring. So whether we use it as our Nusach or not, we see that there's a unique bracha of Shalom on Shabbos, which fits in with the concept of Malchus, Hu Hadin, where there is Hadlakas Neros. Hadlakas Neros is for Shavuot and Dayis. And we know this takes precedence. Not we know it's from Hilchos Shabbos, but we know it from all the Vertelach about Hanukkah. It takes precedence over Kiddush for Shabbos. It takes precedence over Pirsumei Nisa, that we should have a Ner for Shalom on Shabbos. What's considered to be Shalom Bayis? That there shouldn't be bickering between a husband and a wife. What brings about a bickering? The bickering is because the husband is Reuven and the wife is Rachel. Had the husband and the wife been Yehudim, Had they been one unit, there wouldn't have been any bickering. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of Hashras Hashchina. It's the Midah of Malchus. It's when all the Jews get together. It's that which is the bracha of Shalom. That's what's built into Shabbos, is the bracha of Shalom. And that and so we have these symbolic reminders of the Neros on Shabbos to remind us that there should be Shalom Bayis. Ish v'isha, Amrim Chazal, Zachu Shechina b'nehem. What's the greatest bracha for Ish v'isha? Shalom b'nehem. Shechina b'nehem and Shalom b'nehem is Hainuach. That's the Midah of Malchus. Malchus is the Kinyan of Malchus is Shalom. And so, from a symbolic perspective, and we know this has halach ramifications as well, and with this, Rav Pinkus ends off Chelek Aleph. We paskin that on Shabbos there's no need for Panim Chadashos at a Sheva brachos, because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashos. What does it mean Shabbos is Panim Chadashos? It means that every individual is a different person. He's no longer Reuven or Shimon. He's a Jew. He's a subject of the king. He comes together, that which unites, that's the Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, that spirit of Matan Torah, that was to permeate Shabbos. That's Panim Chadashos. Halavai, we do that way all week long. But on Shabbos, that's the uniqueness of Panim Chadashos. So every person is Panim Chadashos. He was at the wedding. He was at the wedding as Reuven. Now on Shabbos, he's a Yehudi. You know, we have to invite a Yehudi to the wedding. This was Shimon. He's a Yehudi. So we can have the same crowd, but it's a totally different crowd. Ein kan Reuven, ein kan Shimon. We have over here Yehudim. We're simply part of Yudke Vavke. We're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the bracha of Shalom. Okay. We'll continue B'li Neder next week with Chelek Beis. It's after cold. There aren't that many Chalakim in the Sefer. So we'll continue with Chelek Beis in terms of Chiddush HaOlam. Right? Up to now, we've been discussing Shabbos in terms of Malchus, but there are more aspects to Shabbos as well. We'll return to Malchus.